Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What's up, guys? It's time to hit the G-spot.
That was wild. Wild. That's so not what I thought you were going to say.
You'll never know what kind of antics we're going to be up to.
No, I honestly never know what's going to come out of your mouth.
Neither do I. That's
sometimes you're like a little kid and like you just want to be loved and you just want to like have fun and everyone get along. And then other times you're like, I'll kill you. What about it? I'll kill you. Like, I just never know.
I just like keeping people on their toes.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah, I'm in Texas right now, which I think is a surprise to a lot of people. Texas accents are fucking sexy.
Are they? Have you seen any like cowboys?
Oh my God, yes. I saw real cowboys. I thought they were being like ironic hipsters. They weren't. I was doing like crowd work during my stand-up show and I asked the guy a question. He was like, yeah, I went to this college. And I was like, oh shit. I was like, was that real? And then I was like, that's hot. And then I was like, do you guys think New York accents are hot? I was like, do you think like, oh, come get some coffee at the store with me. You think that's hot? And this gay guy in the front was like, ew, never get away from me. He was like, stop it. That's disgusting.
I always wonder like what people think about the way we say certain words. Like there are things that I've had people be like, that's, you say that like such an upstate New York person. And I'm like, I don't.
Well,
then
I said, I was like, can you guys tell the difference between Texas accents? Like, can you tell the difference between like a random person and like oil money? And they were like, hell yeah.
It's crazy that there's other dialects to being like having an accent. Like, okay, you know, when Sierra, like if Sierra ever hangs out with people that are from the South just for like 10 minutes, then all of a sudden her accent comes back. And I love listening to her.
And you could like barely understand it sometimes. It's like, can you open your mouth? Because that was just one word. That was just one long drawl.
Yeah.
But I think Southern people accent. Are hilarious. Yeah. Honestly, we love a Southern man. But then I was like, am I in the South? Like I'm in Texas. Is that the South? Valid question, right?
Valid question.
I went in the green room and I was like, do you guys have sweet tea? And they were like, no. And I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm not in like South Carolina. But then they were like, we do have sweet tea. We just don't have it here.
Wait. Yeah. Is Texas the South? Yeah.
So I'm with, okay. So Chloe LaBranche is my feature for this weekend. Chloe, is Texas the South? She said, yeah, because of oil.
I'm Googling it. Is Texas the South?
Because I never heard, like, is it called Middle?
Yeah, what middle coast south? Is it on?
Texas is just Texas. Texas is just Texas, yeah, Chloe said. Texas is its own country.
Texas is not Southern or Western. Texas is Texas.
Yeah, okay, so we're not that stupid. Because the Midwest... The Midwest is just north. Yeah, they say Texas, you need your own passport.
Is Texas the South or Midwest? According to the Census Bureau, South consists of Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, West Virginia, Kentucky, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia, Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas, and Oklahoma. Okay. Washington, D.C. is also included in the South.
You guys, you didn't know you were going to get a geography lesson today, but you are. Also, West Virginia has main character energy. West Virginia was like, okay, Virginia, you're cute, but like, I'm my own bitch.
We're West Virginia.
I'm
Thank
an independent
you.
Fucking woman.
Wait, I also that is so funny.
Because other states, it's like North Carolina and South Carolina, but this one's like Virginia and then just West Virginia.
West Virginia. I think, I mean, maybe it's because I'm biased, but I think New York is the baddest of all. Like, they're, New York doesn't give a fuck about anything.
Said like a true New Yorker.
Yeah.
Like a true New York hick. I convinced Chloe to get her nails did. I told her that we should get tips. And then right before, I got nervous and said, I'm not doing it. Just you get tips. Now, her nails look so good. Mine look like nubs. And I just have to live with being lame.
I do want to applaud you though on your like full transformation. Do you remember the days when you never wore nail polish?
Yeah, I was scared. I thought it was like a waste of time. I was like, I could never do that shit.
And now you're like, I can't, I have to go get my nails done. And I've never been more proud.
I'm a nail missionary. I literally peer pressured this poor girl to get her nails done. She's never gotten tips before. Now she has a whole new attitude. We're about to get in a fight because I don't even know what she's going to do
with her nails. It changes your whole personality.
As I'm a changed woman, I do have to say, I realize now that events are opening up that I have to put outfits together again.
Yeah.
And people don't talk enough about the anxiety that comes with planning an outfit. Do you get outfit anxiety?
And I've based a whole career around it. No, I said the other day, okay, so before I do Amazon Live, we sign on to like a phone call and make sure everything's like ready and like whatever. And my team at Amazon is amazing. Like my producer is great. She's the cutest human ever. But like if anyone saw me that 30 minutes before I go live, it's literally like a psychotic person. I'm like, I fucking hate these clothes. Mm-hmm. I fucking hate putting outfits together. I can't do this anymore. I can't think of anything else. And then it's like in 5, 4, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm so excited. We're going to have the best time ever.
It's just Everly Chic Paige. What's up? What people don't know about you also is that you still FaceTime your mom about outfits. And I think that's an important detail for people to know.
I called her today and I gave her 2 specific situations that I need outfits for. And I said, they're not going to pick themselves, honey. You're retired. Get on that iPad and you start looking.
My mom's just always like, I wish you'd show your body more instead of wearing those baggy t-shirts. Well, she also wants me to brush my hair more.
It's funny. There's like there's still things that like our moms don't like that we're like, oh, yeah, but my mom hates when I do this. Like every time I put a baseball hat on, I'm like, oh, God.
I think it stems from when I was little. And you know, when your mom would brush your hair, I would cry bloody murder the whole time because it was
so
painful.
Were you faking it? Sometimes.
I'm sorry.
You are.
Can you like make my emotions valid for a second? Can you not?
But I know you.
Me?
I know you. And I know what a dramatic ass bitch you are. And I could
picture. I definitely
picture
didn't want to do it. And like one little bit, right. I was like, ah!
I can picture sweet, sweet Lenore. Sweet 4'9" Lenore just brushing
tiny.
Her daughter's tiny. Put her in my pocket, tiny.
Just
brushing
wanted
her
a girly
hair.
Girl.
And you falling to the ground, rolling around like, I can't. No, I can't.
Okay, can you stop reading my ass right now? Because apparently when I was out of the womb, they put a little beanie on my head. And as an infant, literally 3 minutes old, I took my fingers, got them stuck in the beanie, and had a full freak out because I didn't want to wear a hat. So that's where we're at. So when it comes to outfit anxiety, mm-hmm. not only do you get anxiety of externally, like, is this cool? Like, do people think this is in? Secondly,
yeah.
like, is this my style? Like, is this me? And then yep. third of all is, like, do you feel comfortable with your body to pull off certain things? And
yes.
it's, like, just a fucking lot.
It's a lot. And, like, you of all people know that, like, if I don't like my outfit,
yeah,
I'm not going. And yeah. if I go, I'm going to be a miserable time for everyone.
Yeah.
And I can't snap out of
everyone.
It. I will. And I have.
I'm like, and don't make eye contact. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Okay. You did. Oh, no.
What's wrong with Paige? She hates her shoes. She knows she should have changed them. I mean, I have gone out before, gotten someplace, looked at my girlfriends and said, I'm going home to change and I'll be back.
Now, because you wanted to vibe with their outfits?
Where I just knew...
You weren't serving the best look.
Yeah, I wasn't serving the best look for me. I could have picked something better. I don't know why I went with this. Mm-hmm. It's a lot. But one of my favorite moments, like, that I feel ever in my life is when I'm really stressed about an outfit and then I go to said event or situation and I walk in and I look at everyone else and I'm like, why was I even worried? I crushed it.
It's so funny because you really do have your own competitive... Well, I guess the fashion
world myself.
Has its own competitive thing happening that I realize I haven't signed up for.
Yeah.
But Fashion Week is around the corner.
It is. And which is so interesting, it's my least favorite week. I fucking hate Fashion Week.
Oh my God, explain.
It's a lot of like, oh my God, did you get invited to that? And like, are you going to that? And what time are you going to that? And like, did you take a picture? And do you have like do you have an outfit for that? And like, can you get in there? And where are you going to dinner? It's just like, shut up.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hectic. It's scary. People are scary. A lot of pressure.
It's the worst week in New York. You can't get a dinner reservation. You can't even really go out anywhere. It's hard to get in anywhere. But it does coincide with the US Open.
Which we love. Are you a fan of going to a fashion show in general?
Okay, so I've been to fashion shows before where like you sit in and like watch it. I've never been invited to sit like front row anywhere because by the time like I would be invited to something like that, like COVID hit. Yeah. And before that, nobody really, like, I don't think certain
liked you,
brands
liked you.
And whatever. Yeah, no one liked me. Like, no, that's basically what it is. Like, no, I wasn't good enough to, like, get a front row seat at, like, a super cool show. And I'm not the, like, small talk cocktail party type girl. No. So, like, if I'm invited to a cocktail party for Fashion Week, yeah, maybe it's cool. But, like, I'm probably not going.
True. True. It's a type of person that can handle New York City events. And to people who just look at it online, it looks fun.
It looks fun. It's not.
It's not.
It's not.
Tell you it's not. If you can find one or two people that are you can bond with by going up to and being like, this sucks, right? That means you had a good night.
The only thing I will say is that, you know when you're like out in the wild and you're trying to get an Instagram pic and you're looking at everyone that's watching you and you're like, oh, this is so embarrassing. Fashion Week, everyone is doing the same thing. So, like, there's
no one's embarrassed.
No. And you, like, wait for girls to, like, leave their spot because you're like, wait, I also want that backdrop. Like, take your picture, take your time, and then it's my turn.
Yep.
And it's kind
I'll
of like.
You respect, you give me respect.
Yeah. It's like this silent sisterhood that I really enjoy.
It's basically Alabama sorority recruitment, but for stuck up New Yorkers.
Yeah. It is. New York is a sorority. Today I did this thing.
What'd you do?
And I don't know if it was a psychological epiphany or if I'm about to enter a deep, dark depression. Mm-hmm. It could go either way.
Either or.
So today I was just having like a lot of crazy anxiety and about nothing. Like I didn't really know what I was anxious about, but my chest hurt. Like I was just like deep breathing. Like it just was like, oh, this is like the worst. I literally made up a conspiracy theory in my head about my own self. Hannah, then I cried about it. And then I felt better.
What was the conspiracy?
That I can't
Does
say.
Does it have to do with tax evasion?
No. But it was just, I was like, as I'm crying.
Did you steal someone's identity?
As I'm crying, I'm like, this isn't real. Like, what are you doing? But I felt way better. And I felt like it was just like I had to get emotions out.
Did you realize that we all live in a simulation?
Yeah, kind of basically. I was like, this is all fake.
I mean, it is interesting. I went to a certain event and I was in the elevator with someone.
Yeah.
And they like were kind of not acknowledging me, like not being like nice. Like we were kind of talking in the elevator and she was kind of ignoring me. And then she was kind of being a bitch.
Okay.
And then later on, she heard who my name was. And I guess she like listens to my podcast and suddenly was like so nice. And that's when I realized like the world is just weird.
This bitch didn't recognize you from no. And she listens to your podcast.
Yeah. But I guess like she's kind of like an industry person.
Got like,
she,
it. Got
knows
it.
Of my podcast and she's listened before. But it's just so funny how
that if, I think
if you
so
live
weird.
Your life based on how other people react to you and how yeah. other people think about you. This TikTok blew my fucking mind. That was where I learned everything. But they basically were like, you are a different character in everyone's book.
Mm-hmm.
And every single person sees you through their own lens of their life experience. Like, you are literally a different person to everyone, including yourself.
Right. Like, how many people think about us and we're just like the biggest villain?
I mean, but it's everyone has their own story and their own narrative right. and stuff. And if you try to control it, you will be crazy. So my current thing is instead of fighting stuff or trying to explain and like be like, I'm a misunderstood queen, instead being like, no, it just matters that you understand yourself. Because if I live my life, like whether someone knows me or doesn't know me at a party, like you'll always be miserable. And it goes back
so
to
true.
Fashion Week. Like
everything does.
Everything goes back to Fashion Week. But it's also surrounding yourself with people who definitely like, even though they might see, it's not even like villain or not villain. It's like the page I know is different than a lot of your other friends might know you because they haven't
right.
seen you going through the stuff that we've gone through together.
So
like
so
I
true.
Might see you as way more vulnerable and they might see mm-hmm. you as way like harder or like.
Yeah. Wow, that is so true. And none of it is right.
No.
Like, none of it is really who you even are.
Yeah. Yeah, but then it's like, what are you? Who are you?
Pete's me. Fucking no. I literally am just trying to make it one day at a time. So that was helpful.
We're what? Having, like, a deep mental health pod today.
I yeah, we are. It.
What did you write about handwriting?
So I don't know if people saw this on my Instagram, but the Fashion Foundation started selling these like fashion boxes, like these curated, like cute little boxes and people were buying them. And so like the first 100 people that purchased them, I was writing like handwritten thank you notes to them. I realized whatever you think about my handwriting, it's the opposite. It is. I forgot how to write. I literally was like, if I saw this handwriting, I'd be like, get this fourth grader out of here. Why are they writing notes? And I think your handwriting actually explains who you are as a person.
Yeah, like you can't fake it.
Right.
Or you can fake it like the beginning of class, but by the end of class, you're back to normal.
It's who you are.
Do you ever try to change your identity beginning of class in your notes being like,
yeah.
I'm a distinguished organized bitch today.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So it's funny because Dez saw my handwriting for the first time a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you have a shotgun engagement. You really just keep learning about each other every day. And he was like, wait, that's your handwriting? And for a second, I was like, wait, I lost him.
Yeah.
Like you could tell he was looking at me completely differently. He was like, that's how you write? And then he just started laughing, and I was like, I was rushing. Like, I was trying to make an excuse.
I go so fast. And it's so big and so all over the place.
But have you ever seen your grandma write?
Yes.
The script? Because she went to Catholic school, didn't she?
It's just, okay, well, both of my grandmas are dead, so thanks
Sorry.
For bringing it up again.
I apologize. Rest in peace.
But no, like, even my mom's handwriting is phenomenal. And I just don't know. With
and
these
we look
dainty
like we write
fucking,
with a foot.
These dainty phalanges, I can't pull out like a nice thank
yeah.
you.
Mine, my nubs, you know what to expect. Yours, you should be like.
Off brand. off-brand.
You should
betrayal.
Be calligraphy 24/7, bitch.
I really should. I should. Oh my God. I should have created a font.
People are going to go on Instagram and be like, I bought this to get a note from Paige, and clearly a 7-year-old intern wrote it, and I want my money back.
I wrote all of them. I wrote all of them, and I thought about it the entire time.
I think there's actually a psychic that can like look at your signature, your handwriting, and tell you about yourself. I might have made
there's
that up.
There's literally
though.
A psychic for everything.
Yeah.
There's a psychic and for everything. Speaking of psychics, I am getting a psychic reading next Wednesday at 8 p.m. This woman came highly recommended, and I've like watched her do readings. She's like done them online or whatever. And I'm doing one next Wednesday. She was like, do you want to do it public? Like, do you want to do it on like a podcast? I was like, no, I want this private, private, private.
Yeah.
I like, and whatever I share, but like, I want this to be just for me.
Can I ask how much it is?
I don't know yet. But when
she's like $4,000.
I don't know yet because I just made the appointment, so I didn't do my payment.
What yeah. What times in your life do you crave readings, or is it random?
No, not random. It's times when I know I'm in a transition period.
Mm.
And like when there is a certain question that I keep asking myself over and over, like, yeah. Okay, then I will like crave some type of stability of just someone being like, you're okay.
And you're not afraid of them giving you a bad outcome to something.
No.
I love
no,
that.
No, I've
you.
Never been afraid of that. I've had psychics also be like, if I see anything that you like, is there something you wouldn't want me to tell you? And I'm like, no, just say whatever.
Yeah. I agree. I'm also in a transitional period. I heard of this guy who lives in New Jersey who you have to like physically go and see him. So I haven't done it because I don't go to New Jersey, but I feel like I would.
Yeah. Before COVID, I used to go to all of mine. This was this nice man in the West in Chelsea, and his name was Dante, and I fucking loved him. And he used to yell at me too. He'd be like, stop dating him. How many times do you have to come here and have me tell you this?
Psychic with an attitude.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God, no, you're right. You're right. Oh,
I love that. I still have people in my DMs asking for my psychic, and I was like, no, because you guys made fun of it. So you don't get it. Like the amount of people that are making fun of it and then in my DMs being like, hey, what's her info? I'm like, no, you lost your fucking privileges.
I love when you do your fake crying voice. I don't know why, but I think it's one of the funniest things that you, yeah.
It's and then when I really do cry, you're like, okay, please stop.
I'm like, they're there.
I wish there was just a broom that you could randomly pull out to be like, they're there, they're there. Oh, okay. So I've been working on this new thing. Tell me if I'm right or not.
Okay.
I think that serial killers and stand-up comedians are actually quite similar.
Okay. What is the evidence?
The evidence is that they both don't have to be that good looking to be considered ridiculously good looking.
Wow.
Did I just blow your mind?
Yeah, because there are so many comedians like, that like aren't
hot. I'm just
going to
throw
hot.
It out there.
Okay.
Chris D'Elia.
Yeah.
Looks like a tall Lord Farquaad.
Yes.
Ted Bundy has a unibrow. If these two dudes went up to me at a bar, I would accept one drink and then I would say that I'm a lesbian.
Yes.
But like they're treated like the hottest men that ever walked this earth.
Dude, we talk about Pete Davidson almost every single podcast. Like, we can't stop.
It's the Pete Davidson podcast.
If Pete Davidson walked into an operating room and he was your doctor, you wouldn't look twice. You'd be like, okay, get this shit going. Let's pop off here. But, like...
Change in comedy where it used to be just, like, you had to, like, hate yourself to be a comic. And now there's more women that are, like, going in trying to be like, I can be confident and funny and think I'm hot.
I feel like there's also this weird, like, emotional connection to someone making you laugh, like you instantly, not like trust them, but you instantly just like have this like attraction to them. So like even if you're like dating a guy and he makes you laugh, I can like feel myself, like I can feel it bubble in my stomach, like, oh no, like I like him, you know, like it's
I've
that kind of feeling.
I've gotten crushes on the ugliest dudes because they made me laugh.
Yeah, same.
Chloe said same. She just woke up from an... Okay, we don't have to say his name, Chloe.
But if you want to, absolutely do it.
If you want to, you can. We'll dox him. But I also realized that I'm Ted Bundy's like type.
He liked loudmouth brunettes?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh my God. Somebody told me the craziest story. Speaking of murder. Somebody told me the craziest story, and it might be a rumor, so I don't know.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, there is a guy who was in New York City, was on a dating app. I don't know which dating app. And was talking to this girl, invited this girl over to his apartment because he said he was a chef and that he was going to cook her dinner. He made her dinner. He made her spaghetti and meatballs. Immediately, she got so sick, like was throwing up. Like, she was like, I have to go. Like, I'm so sorry. I have to go. She gets back to her apartment. She's like really feeling sick. She's like, something is wrong. I have to go to the hospital. She goes to the emergency room. They ran some tests, pumped her stomach, did something. And they go, where did you eat? And she was like, I went out on a date. I went to this guy's apartment, like told him the whole story. And she was like, you ate like human flesh. And she was like, what are you talking about? They called the police. The police came and they were like, there is a guy, a serial murderer around the town that has been like killing people and I guess making meatballs out of them. I don't fucking know.
And then feeding it to
the next girl. Now, this could be a totally made up story or this could actually be happening. One of my guy friends told me in a very loud bar the other night. And I was just floored.
Oh my God. So guys, yeah. Whatever bad dating story you had, it could have been worse.
So if you're on a dating app, yeah, and somebody asks you to go to their house for spaghetti and meatballs, do not go.
Even if he's funny. Don't.
Yeah, even if he's funny. Isn't that crazy?
I also think that some guys have a really good sense of humor over text. Like, they've kind of mastered the text banter, but in person, they don't have it.
Yes, but have you ever gotten the opposite?
Yeah, I love the opposite.
The opposite is like, ugh.
I find that, like, the funnier they are, sometimes the less funnier they are during text. Like, Dez, I find hysterical. He uses periods in his text. Because he's old.
Right.
I was like, are we fighting? He'll like sign it, Dez. I once told my other friend who's an older guy who texts, I'm like, you can't be using periods in text. Like, girls are going to think you're a serial
mad.
Killer. And he's like, sorry, use proper grammar. And I'm like, it's not anymore. Like,
does Dez also send okay? Like, okay.
He'll do that sometimes. Yeah.
That I would spiral.
Yeah.
What's wrong? Like, what's going on? Are we going to talk about it later?
We were more of a phone call couple.
I love that.
He does not have the texting generation. He didn't even have, I think he had T9, but like barely. Oh, but I have to tell you, Nikki Glaser told me why you're attracted to stand-up comics.
Why?
And I'm also surprised that you haven't dated
one. I know.
But it's because like I haven't taken you near... Because that would have been dangerous. It takes one night at a stand-up club and you'd be like...
I know that if I dated a stand-up comedian, we would really hit it off. Well, I feel like it would just be so toxic too and I would love it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go, but they also have really good just like loungewear sets, like you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY. I love that it's warmer weather. I love when the seasons change because the outfits change. And now we can say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and t-shirts. Quince always has your lineup of timeless pieces that keep you looking effortlessly chic all year long. I loved their cashmere sweaters this winter, but now it's all about their European linen dresses. Their blouses and shorts are $30. Washable silk tank tops are timeless, and they also have 14 karat gold jewelry and so much more. I actually bought all of Craig's curtains in his living room from Quince probably like a month ago, and we're absolutely obsessed. The best part about Quince is all their items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, and Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/giggly for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/giggly to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/giggly. Hey Gigglers, I want to tell you not to panic the next time you have to buy someone the perfect gift. Have you tried gift mode on Etsy? First of all, let me just say, I get a lot of things on Etsy just in general, but it's so perfect for gifting because everything is so personalized and tailored to the person you're shopping for. If you haven't tried gift mode on Etsy, then definitely give it a try because it absolutely takes the stress out of gifting and you find the perfect item. All you have to do is tap gift mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com, answer a few short questions like who you're shopping for, what they like, what are their interests, and gift mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. I personally like gifting myself. So if you're a fashionista, I always like to type in things like 60s fashion, or if I'm looking for a specific mini skirt, and it pops up just the most perfect curated things for myself that I gift to myself. But it's also great if you have someone in your family who's a cooking lover and you can get personalized charcuterie boards. It's perfect for everyone. So whether you need a housewarming gift or a birthday present for someone who loves pickleball, gift mode has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try gift mode on Etsy now.
Yeah, Nikki basically said it's like from when we're, what's it called? Like back in the day.
From a different generation?
Yeah, like way back in the day when we were, it starts with an H.
Like humans? What are you talking about?
When we were like in caves.
Homo sapiens.
When we were like the guys in the Geico commercials. What are they called? Something men? Cavemen. Cavemen. Thank you.
Thank you,
Chloe. Okay, back in the okay.
Are you high? What's
no,
going
I'm just
on?
Really tired. Okay, thank you, Chloe. Back in the caveman days.
Yeah.
The guy that would be, like, getting everyone's attention, telling them what to do and where to go. And, like, yeah. It shows, like, strength and that you're full of testosterone. Mm-hmm. So there's something about stand-up comics, like commanding the room and making everyone laugh, that makes our like caveman side be like attracted to him because he's the most powerful in the room.
I get that. I absolutely get that.
Doesn't that make sense?
I feel like I've never dated the quiet, shy guy.
And maybe that is my problem.
I've dated the quiet, shy guys. I was so into them. But now I'm with a very loud man.
It's crazy, too, because the number one thing I hate in relationships is like being mortified by someone's like loud antics and actions.
Yeah.
Like, but I also love that. Like, mm-hmm. I love being out and being like drama. I don't know what he's going to. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know what he's going to do. He's not my son. I don't know. I just bang him. I have no idea what will come out of his mouth.
But it's exciting. Yeah. I also saw a TikTok about like why sometimes you're like, that guy's not hot enough to treat women the way he does.
Yeah.
And she was talking about how there's like two types of men. The one who are like emotional caretakers and emotionally available tend to not be as hot because the really hot guys never had to learn. So then when a guy who's not that hot isn't emotionally intelligent, you're like, you're not hot enough to act like that. But it's created this dynamic of like hot guys who don't develop.
I like the toilet flushing. It's so us. It's so us. That should be our lead-in song.
Look, Chloe had to pee.
No,
Chloe and I are road dogs. So that's what they call it. Do you know what a road dog is? Yeah, they heard the flush podcast. And the stream.
Wait, you know what I wanted to say about that like topic we were talking about?
Yeah.
I think it's best to date a hot guy who doesn't know he's hot.
Yep.
But right when he figures it out, and like you want him to, you know, have a little bit of confidence, but when you got to date someone who was bullied, I feel like. You have to date someone who wasn't cool and then like all of the sudden in the last 3 years got cool.
You're
or like
so
all
right.
of the sudden got hot. Like I want to marry someone who doesn't get hot till he's 40. You know, like I want to trap him, lock him in at 30 and then
let him develop.
So, yeah, let him develop.
I mean like these TikTok guys who are like hot at 16. I'm sorry.
It's crazy.
And then they just have like girls throwing themselves at them because they're hot. Which they should enjoy a hot man. But you're right. That's why ugly hot is in. That's why we're attracted to Pete Davidson. Everything goes back to PD.
To Pete David.
Speaking of celebrities.
Yeah.
We have to talk. Can we do some front page news?
Yeah, let's do it. I have a lot.
Okay. Well, I want to just bring up the Stormy Yellow Bus story.
Yeah. What are your thoughts?
That out of everything Stormy wants, she's gotten like full-on theme parks in her name, Balmain, however you pronounce it, anything. All this little girl wants is to be a normal kid.
A normal kid. She wants to get on a fucking
like,
school
and
bus.
And Kylie's like, oh, we bought her a yellow school bus. Bitch, just she wants to go to public school with the normal kids. Just let
she
her
just wants to get on the bus, say hi to the bus driver, and take her seat.
Like, she probably watches movies of what it's like to be a kid, and she's like, why is my life so fucking weird?
I think she only rented it for an hour. I don't think they actually bought her a yellow school bus.
But still, that's even sadder.
I know, it is sad. Like, something that you never thought about. Like, the first time you thought about getting on the school bus, you were in, like, kindergarten, and then you did it every single day. And by high school, you were like, if I... have to get to places by a school bus one more time, I'll lose it.
Just the smell of the rubber.
I know.
But I also think what's sad is that it shows it doesn't matter what you have because there's so many poor kids who ride the school bus and this bitch has everything. Sorry, I called Stormy a bitch, but Kanye gets it.
Yeah.
Anyway, she has everything and all she wants is that experience, that basic experience.
Also, like the school bus is where...
shit goes down.
Yeah, people, you either make it or you
it can
fail.
Break you.
Yeah, it can break you. I've been broken on the school bus. I've thrown up on the school bus.
Who hasn't?
Yeah, it's just a lot happens.
If you don't have like a buddy that saves you a spot, like it could be a scary place. Oh, that was once at Poly Prep. One of the really rich girls lost her Chanel earring.
You literally went to what Gossip Girl, the school Gossip Girl was created about.
Kind
right?
of. Yeah. Yeah. And I did not fit in. And everyone was like, this girl lost her Chanel. She lost her Chanel. And apparently I went up to the teacher and I said, what's a Chanel?
Hannah, did people hear you and did you get bullied for it?
They probably heard me and that's why they bullied me. But the teachers thought it was so cute. She told my mom. And she was like, keep her innocent. And I'm like, oh, we're poor because my family's poor.
Oh, I'm innocent because my family's poor? Got it.
But like,
got
everyone was it. Like, fine, Chanel. And I thought it was a girl. I thought it was, I thought we lost Chanel.
That honestly is adorable. That is so fucking cute.
But I was trying to help. I just, no one was giving me instructions.
I used to like kiss boys on the bus.
You would.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I remember that when you go to like a trip. And yeah. two of them were dating and then you'd be like, they're sitting in the back. God. What are they doing?
I'll never forget it. Eighth grade trip to Washington, D.C. Kissed this kid named Nick.
Was it tongue?
No. Maybe. The dating industry has broken me. I'm broken.
I met a random matchmaker the other day who said she knew you. And I was like, why haven't you set Paige up? And she was like, oh, she won't let me. And I was like,
okay. I know who you're talking about. And she has DM'd me a couple times and I haven't mm-hmm. responded because mm-hmm. there is a part of me that's like.
Doesn't want to meet someone through a matchmaker?
No, not that. But it's like.
You're not actually ready?
No, not.
You want to be on Millionaire Matchmaker with Patty Stanger instead?
Yes. No, it's ever. Like, is that where I'm at? Like, can, you know, like, is that.
That was like when people would be on eHarmony.
Right. Like, I feel like there's a stigma with a matchmaker where it's just like, okay, she's done all she could. And now we have to put matters into someone else's hands. Like, I don't. And that's just like my own insecurity because there's dating apps and there's like, it's so yeah. like, everything is so unique now and like how you meet up someone. But I don't know. I still have this feeling of like, okay, am I that much of a loser that like.
Do you think you could have fallen in love with a marriage that was, what's it called when the parents set it up?
Arranged marriage. I beg my mom marriage. Every single day. Every single day I beg my mom. I say, I don't care. You find him. I trust your judgment.
If
you
my mom
it.
Loves him, I love him. So I'm like, why don't we. I want to do an app where it's just moms.
Just
all
moms.
The moms. All just the moms, moms go on it and they just swipe. Because you know, they're always like, oh, your daughter would love my son.
Yes.
Just literally have moms all day swiping yep. on sons and they use your photo as them. They talk to the other moms. The moms already get along. Why
Dude.
Has this not been done?
We just came up with a brilliant idea. I have been on this great, amazing earth for 28 years. Not once has my mom been wrong about anything.
Same. Exactly
and nothing.
The same.
Not one
well,
thing.
My mom's been wrong based on the stories I tell her
yes.
before.
Based on my information.
Based on my.
She has made a bad decision, but.
I made her like love guys 3 months in and then she started yeah. to like sense and she's like, what's really happening? And I'm like, yeah. It's horrible.
It's so bad. It's so
Who's
bad.
Who's ruining my life? She's like, babe, why didn't you tell me? And I'm like, because we loved him together.
No, I need an app where all the moms just put their kids on profiles.
Yeah.
And then they go through and talk to each other. Because
moms are honest, too. Moms know that their yeah. son's a little shit.
Yeah. They and do. They,
okay, I like this a lot.
I love this.
It's called
Mom's Talk.
It's called Mom's Swipe.
Mom's.
It's called You Came Out of My Vagina.
Yeah.
It's called... Yo I mama.
We'll workshop the name, but I think that's fucking brilliant.
We're workshopping.
I would
love we're workshopping.
It.
Sorry I'm leading the beginning of Front Page News, but I'll forget. Mm-hmm. What do you think about Kourtney Kardashian saying she's an autosexual? She's attracted to herself.
I hear her and I stand with her and I agree. And I will join whatever cult she's forming.
Honestly, same.
I... Here's the thing though. Here's the thing. If I get turned on by myself, mm-hmm. am I a lesbian?
Valid question. No.
Okay.
No. Getting turned on by yourself, it's just your auto
just yourself.
Page, your page
right,
because
I don't get turned on by other women. sometimes.
Oh my god, I could see you in a throuple.
I could too. Like, honestly, I'm at my wit's end. Anything I get thrown at me, if someone asked me to join their sister wives, I would honestly contemplate it. Because I
Chloe was on stage last night talking about threesomes. Would you rather have a threesome with two dudes or one dude, one girl? Oh yeah, she's not a lesbian, she said. But she said, she's like, I feel like I'm the kind of person that I'll have a threesome with two guys who are just like really good friends and just want me there so they don't, so it's not gay.
So it's, I get that.
Sorry, Chloe. That's Chloe LaBranche, at Chloe LaBranche. Follow her for more. Oh my God. She was going in last night. I told her to do her PG jokes. She didn't.
Wow.
But the crowd loved
like
it.
I like it a little bit crazy.
Yeah. I mean, she goes hard.
It's so funny because I asked Sierra this question and I said, okay, when you, if like she, her and I have never had a threesome before, but mm-hmm. when we picture a threesome in our head, mm-hmm. she pictures two guys. Mm. I picture two girls and a guy.
Mm.
What, like, so like your first reaction when you think of a threesome, what do you think?
You do think of like a girl and a guy, because I think that's what like has always been presented to us.
Right. Like, I feel like it's, I haven't seen a lot of two guy girl situations. But I'm not mad about it.
Not mad about it. But I told you once I was sitting in bed with British Dave and his other Australian roommate sat down on the bed. And I had a moment where I was like, are we going to fuck? And then they were like, Hannah, when are you leaving? We're trying to play video games. And I was like, okay, I read this wrong. Read it wrong. But next, you were probably going to bring this up, but I think Kravis and Megan Fox need to move over.
Yeah. We were like getting so comfortable with our two favorite celeb couples, and we were watching Megan Fox and MGK.
Mr. Gunn.
Channing Tatum and Zoe Kravitz have taken the internet by storm, and I'm fucking here for it.
They have walloped the internet. You know Channing Tatum's my personal crush.
And I think he is.
I think everyone has a crush on Zoe Kravitz.
If you don't, you're girl. So dumb.
If you don't, you're stupid.
You're so stupid, and I don't connect with you on any type of level. If you don't if you don't think Zoe Kravitz is the actual coolest famous person ever, yeah. I don't connect with you on anything else. She has really good style, and she was married for 2 years, and her wedding dress that she wore was
everything.
Yeah, the coolest wedding dress I think I've ever seen. She was very like Audrey Hepburn in it. She looks
also
great.
Her mom is with Jason Momoa.
I mean, also her dad is Lenny Kravitz.
Oh my god, I
like
forgot.
Hello. And her mom is what's her mom's first name? Lisa Bonet.
Yes.
Fuck. Monet is that pyramid scheme, I think.
I think Monet is the artist. Painter. If God was like, let's make the coolest person, it would be her. But also, what did you think about Channing Tatum's style, and do you think she styled him?
Okay, I have mixed emotions on Channing Tatum, and I'm going to be totally honest with you because I do know that he is at the top of your list.
Wait, so you saw that photo and you weren't like, I want to fuck him?
No. No, like, I think he's hot, and I think he's cool, and I like how big he is, and I like that he can dance.
He's blue eyes.
Facially, yeah. He doesn't, like, really do it for me.
Wow. I don't even know, I don't know where to begin, because I don't, you think if he grew hair, you might like him more?
I think if he just changed his face, I would.
But there's something about them together that's really hot.
I think he's more hot. I think he's hotter with her than he is on his own.
Oh my God, that's such an interesting point.
And I want to date someone that she elevates him. Yeah, I want to date someone that I just elevate the fuck out of him.
Someone was like, she definitely made him wear that because he's not one to go like super trendy with stuff.
Yeah, yeah, she definitely has an influence.
But he was dressing like a kid who just left the mall. From buying stuff at Hot Topic.
But I loved the meme of the two of them, and she's wearing the blue dress and she's like laughing so hard, and it's like me on every first date. Like,
yeah, yeah,
it's so true. I'm like, you are not,
but
funny.
Also, like, remember when she jumped on the back of his bike? Like,
no,
I'm
they're
sorry.
Fucking cool.
But did their PR teams go, okay, put on a cute dress, go get your bike, and go frolic for 30 minutes?
No, Hannah. And you want to know what? You've been very cynical lately about celebrity couple pictures. Just take it for what it is.
No, I'm cynical about the media and the narratives they're trying to portray with love.
No, you are. Yeah, that's true.
Because, like, everything's for clicks. And why do you think celebrities are all single? Because they just use each other to further their careers.
But I think that they actually genuinely have been in a relationship for a while.
Yeah.
Because I was, like, reading about it. And their first rumblings of them were in January.
Oh.
And her divorce just became final.
So yeah, maybe so they were waiting, like, for the PR buzz to wait till that happened. And then they were like, okay, go frolic with it. Like, why was he on a bike and why was she riding the back of it? Have you ever done that with anyone?
Yeah, I have.
A bicycle?
No, I was talking to this guy. Oh, it's just a whole thing. I was talking to this guy for a little bit. And one day he was like, okay, we're going to, like, scooter home. And I, like, started laughing and I was like, I'm not going to scooter home, but, like, you totally have the best time ever. And he was like, no, like, just get on my scooter and, like, we're going home. And it was the cutest thing ever.
Wait, like a Razor scooter?
No, like a Revel.
What's that?
Like a motorized scooter.
Oh, okay.
Like,
okay,
what I got hit with. Like, yes. The people on the scooter. So, yes, a Razor scooter, but motorized.
Yeah.
So I literally just, like, my 5'3 self just got in front and, like, put my hands on the handlebars. And then he, like, drove it all around. And it was the cutest thing ever. And I don't think I talked to him again after that. And not by my choice, but, well, who knows?
I was just thinking, because during quarantine, not that I'm have the money or the wherewithal of a lot of these celebrities, but when a normal person like myself walks outside with Dez, these moments are not adorable. These moments are not adorable. Like, when I show up to brunch with him, like, I'm not picture ready.
Right.
So I guess I'm comparing, like, normal situations, because, like, celebs are people too. But I stan them. I really like them. I think they're really fun. I really like Jessie J, though. Do you remember Jessie J and Channing?
Yeah. Did you see that whole Jessie J, Nicki Minaj thing that was, like, a couple weeks ago? We never talked about it.
Oh, yeah. Because Jessie said that... You can explain.
I don't really know, but...
said that Nicki asked to be part of this song.
Yeah.
And Nicki was like, I never fucking asked.
We asked.
But then I thought Jessie J was kind of like, oh, okay.
Yeah, Jessie was like, I didn't know you didn't ask. Like, I thought, like, someone told me you wanted to be on it. So, like, I put you on it, and then you were acting like an asshole about it. She was like, I never fucking asked to be on your dumb song, basically. It's, like, what she said.
Nicki Minaj is, sometimes she says some iconic lines.
The one thing I will say about Jessie James, Jessie J, whatever. Is Jessie James? J. Yeah. I never saw them long term. I genuinely don't think the person you date after, like, the love of your life, or, like, your marriage, like, after your divorce, I don't think the next person you date you ever end up with.
Mm. But it's funny because I feel like a lot of people do try to end up with them because they want that, like, quick fix of, like, they went from having a relationship to them being alone. And they're like, let's get back on board with the relationship.
I feel like it just never, like, it's just the rebound person.
I mean, I'm still rooting for Amanda Bynes and Channing Tatum, but that's just a throwback.
Did they date?
No, but they were in She's the Man together, and it was iconic.
Oh, right. It was iconic. Rewind it back to the days of chillaxing on the beach and all-day fun with spring break on DraftKings Casino. Play exclusive games like Fan Fave Rocket. The excitement is endless, the vibes are right, and the cash prizes could be huge. New players start playing with just $5 and get $100 back instantly in casino credits. Download the app and use code GIGGLY to book your one-way ticket to fun with DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 plus. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and other restrictions apply. One per opted-in new customer. $5 wager required. Max $100 in casino credits awarded, which require one-time playthrough within 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos. Restrictions apply. Whether you need to buy or sell, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so you can see new homes first. And they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like, so you can find the home that's just right for you, whether that's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours, even the same day, with a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters most to you, like your next home. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. No matter where you are in your real estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today. Okay, so you guys know that I've been on a vitamin journey for quite a while now. I'm obviously on all different vitamins, but the one thing that remains consistent is Thorne. Thorne takes a personalized, innovative, and scientific approach to health and wellness with their supplements. They manufacture all their supplements in the U.S. using top-notch ingredients sourced globally, plus they team up with the leading medical professionals to bring you highly effective nutritional supplements. I don't know if you guys have seen on TikTok all the girlies making the sleepy time drink with magnesium. If you haven't tried, you must. And Thorne makes the absolute best magnesium. With Thorne, you never have to question each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. Thorne is definitely my go-to, and it's trusted by over 5 million customers, 47,000 healthcare professionals, and loads of pro athletes like Hannah and I. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/GigglySquad and use code GigglySquad for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad, for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh my God. I used to be obsessed with Teen Mom, so when I saw this story, I was like, wait, we have to talk about it. Mm-hmm. Farrah Abrams is like, people are yelling at her and calling her a bad mom because her 12-year-old daughter, she let her dye her, like, the front of her hair all red and was, like, wearing a crop top. And, like, I had just seen this after I saw Kourtney Kardashian let Penelope dye her hair red.
Yeah.
And I was just like, this is, look. I'm not a mom. I have no idea what it's like to be a mom. I can only go off of, like, what my mom did and, like, now being a grown adult, what decisions I might potentially make. Mm-hmm. I feel like we grew up in an era or, like, generation that when you were 12, you fucking looked 12.
But, like, I remember we, like, accidentally would watch MTV when you were 11 and you were like, I'm a naughty girl.
Yeah. I used to watch, like, sex scenes of movies and be like, oh, I can't tell anyone, you
did
know?
Did you used to close your eyes when people would kiss?
No, I wasn't a loser.
I did. I'd put my hand over my eyes when someone was kissing. Oh, my God, I was such a prude.
Yeah, you were.
I did that until I was, like, 19.
I was like, oh, my God, how do you do it?
Oh, my God, no, I was scared.
I feel so scared. I always, like, loved love. Like, I always wanted a boyfriend. I always wanted to, like, be in love.
See, and I grew up with my dad saying, don't let men distract you.
Yeah. And now I'm here and I'm just like, was it all a lie? Anyhow.
Oh, no, I do think that girls are growing up differently right now. And they have exposure to a lot more things. And I hope that everyone is happy.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I hope whatever. Do whatever you want. And if your kid's happy, your kid's happy. But like, it's just... I don't know.
Well, you don't want the girl to think that she's more worthy because she's sexy or pretty.
Right. Right. That's really what it does come down to.
You want at a young age, I want my daughter to be like, I want to be as smart or athletic or kind or empathetic or funny.
Yeah, not that like people like you because you've done something to like draw attention to yourself, like dye your hair a crazy color, like. There's such thing as, like, bad attention. And I think when you're young, it really does fuck you up.
True. I mean, I want to do this with my daughter, but I'm really going to try hard to not call my daughter pretty. Like, I don't want her to think that that's a compliment. And I'm not going to call her ugly. It's just I don't want it to be something that she puts value on. Like, when I see her, I don't want to be like, oh, my God, you look like a little princess.
Fast forward 10 years, I walk into Hannah's home for just being like, you ugly bitch. Do your fucking homework.
No, but like, think about it. When you know when you see a little girl, the first thing you do is you go,
it's like,
oh my God,
you
look so pretty.
Yeah.
So then she inherently learns like, okay, if I look pretty, people like me more. And then as she gets older, if she doesn't feel pretty because she doesn't match societal standards, next thing you know, she's unhappy. So if you meet a girl, I try to be like, oh, wow, you're really strong. Or I'll be like, oh, like that's, or you could be like, oh, that's a cool dress, but you don't go, oh, you're pretty, you're a little princess.
I don't meet many children, and it's probably for the best. But
look at my parenting advice as someone who literally prays every night not to have a child. Oh God, when did we become a mommy pod?
Please, can I not be pregnant today? Please, can I not?
Wait, do you think we're gonna have Giggly Squad when we have kids?
It'll be a much different podcast, and I can't wait for it.
But the Gigglers are growing together.
We're growing together, so it will make sense when we are that age.
We're growing. We're learning.
Do you know who I think about that a lot with?
Who?
So weird. Taylor Swift. I feel like I grew up with Taylor Swift songs. Like, so in high school, when she's crying about the cheerleading team and all that bullshit, I'm like, yeah, I connect to that. I feel like now, like, soon she'll be married and be a mom and she'll make songs and like I'll connect to that.
She'll because be like, why doesn't he take out the trash and do the dishes when I want him to?
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes kids are assholes.
I feel like they're always assholes. Except ours, you know?
Yeah, our kids are going to be great.
I said to someone the other day, I was like, I'm telling you here and now, when that kid pops out of my vagina, I'm slapping a bow on her head. Like, she will be in the incubator with one of those massive headbands. And that's who I am as a person.
And if she's anything like me, she will try to rip it off and be like, Mom, let me do me.
No. No.
My mom, I refuse to wear hats. She'd put like a cute outfit together with a matching hat and I would throw the hat across the room.
Hannah Burner.
And then she'd make me do it for the photo and then I'd rip it off and throw it off.
I used to watch Kids Like You and be like how is she not getting her
and then I would roll around right in the dirt. Did you see the photo I posted with my cousin?
You were the girl that it was picture day. Your mom had you looking perfect and then you went to recess, got all sweaty, then went and took pictures and were just like, I looked at those kind of girls during picture day and would just be like, how
don't
could
touch
you
me
ever? It's fucking picture day.
What's so funny is like if you had a crush on a guy, I feel like you would like wear the cutest outfit, you'd like be around. If I had a crush on a guy, I would find out like where he was playing basketball, go play basketball with him, beat his ass in basketball, and then be upset that he doesn't like me.
Oh my God, I would sit on the bleachers and be like, no, I love this sport.
Like that day, Kara was my, I mean, she is my cousin, but she was like the coolest cousin when she was like 16, now 12, and all the guys loved her. She was like blonde, blue eyes, Barbie doll. And I wanted like the guys to talk to me too, but I was just like, do you want to play basketball? She's like, she's my cousin. What? She's special.
I think we're such good friends because my like best girlfriend all growing up was mm-hmm. the same thing. Like she was such a tomboy. Like she was mm-hmm. on the basketball team. She was on the softball team. Like, and she was so fucking athletic. But like our humor and like brains just like, we just got each other, and it was just such a juxtaposition because I was like the girliest girl on the planet.
I love that. And also I think it teaches us about romantic relationships of how important it is to find someone who has the same sense of humor as you. And yeah. as a giggler, we've realized that giggling gets us out of a lot of hard times. We've hit an hour.
Yep.
Everyone go to Giggly-Squad. We have new merch coming out soon. We have a new announcement coming out soon. Rate, subscribe, review, swipe up.
Wow, you say that so effortlessly, and I love it. Good. Good.
Good. Good. Thank you so much for giggling with us. We love you so much.
Bye.
Bye.